Midweek Focus rolls on now, a program focusing on events, on people, and on your community. Heard every Wednesday morning starting around 9:10 a.m. If you want to be on Midweek Focus, have an event coming up, you can contact Jill Cox at 742-2187. Midweek Focus, sponsored by Sanford Health, Merch Lumber and Supply of Ellendale and Oaks, Tara's Thrifty White Pharmacy, and Oaks Public Schools. We now are joined by Dr. Tara Mertz-Hack. How are we doing today?
Doing well. How are you, Ace?
Good. I can't complain. So with summer in pretty much full swing, we'll be talking ticks today, I understand.
Correct.
All right. Let's hear it.
Yeah. So especially with summer, like you said, in full swing, we're getting into the time where we start thinking about ticks and tick-borne diseases. And certainly in the clinics, we're seeing a lot of folks who come in with either having had a tick or having a bite with, you know, concern for infection and things like that. And I think the biggest thing to keep in mind is in the state of North Dakota, the number of ticks or the type of ticks that we usually see are dog ticks, which for the most part don't carry many diseases that are as harmful to humans, or we don't see things like Lyme disease, for example, which is carried primarily by the deer tick. And then the third type of tick that really is notable for the region is the Lone Star tick. Mm. And that has just started becoming noted on different samples and things in the North Dakota area for the last couple of years, and one so far this year in Stutsman County in Jamestown. But next door in Minnesota, and as we get closer to Lakes Country, there's many more ticks. And so that's where, when folks are traveling over the summer, we need to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So with all these different types of ticks, how, you know, is there an easy way to distinguish, you know, which one are, you know, which one is which, and, you know, how easy is it to tell, you know, a deer tick from a dog tick?
It isn't as easy as one would hope. And most often, as I'll hear patients say too, is they're just getting rid of the thing and getting it out of their sight for the most part. So people aren't spending the time necessarily identifying it specifically. The Lone Star tick is much more identifiable. And that's the one that the Department of Health in the state really wants people to be on the lookout for, take pictures and send in. Hmm. And the Lone Star really is identified by the Lone Star, the single little white circle on the back of the tick. Mm. And so that's where it gets its name, the Lone Star, not because of the Lone Star State in Texas. And so that is one that we really want to keep an eye on for identification purposes. That does not carry Lyme disease. It carries some other lesser common diseases that in humans, at least. But the deer tick and dog ticks are both darker ones. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly can look up pictures for yourself and identify which is which. The most common, of course, being the dog tick, which does not carry Lyme disease.
So if you were to encounter like Lyme, I think we hear Lyme disease a lot, and I, you know, I'm not even sure if I really understand what it is fully. So could you explain, you know, what it is and what are the symptoms?
Lyme disease is a disease carried by a bacteria called Borrelia burgdorferi, which is carried by the deer ticks. And so that's why specifically it's helpful in knowing which type of tick, because we know which type of bacteria they could carry, not have to carry, but could carry. Lyme disease then is when somebody contracts that bacterium, and typical symptoms include really several kind of non-specific symptoms right away. Having fever, chills, kind of flu-like symptoms, just not feeling up to par. And then the characteristic symptom is called erythema migrans, or this rash. Not just a red spot where somebody gets bit by a tick, but a target rash where it kind of has an area of red, then an area of white, and then an area of red again. And that can be a spreading rash as opposed to just an area of some irritation by the tick bite. And so those symptoms tend to happen right away. And then it can progress to much more severe symptoms over time. And so that's really what we're looking for, both early and late.
So if someone thinks they were, you know, to have Lyme disease, when do you suggest, you know, to come in and get that looked at?
Yeah. So what we're really looking for in the identification and then treatment of it is that characteristic rash, that erythema migrans. So if people notice that characteristic rash, should seek attention as soon as possible. Or if, gosh, we're exposed to several ticks and we have just persistent symptoms of just not feeling well, that's also another reason to come in. Now, that doesn't mean treatment automatically. There's a lot of different things that go into that. But certainly seeking care if we notice that rash or have kind of persistent symptoms.
Sure. Good stuff. Anything else you want to touch on before we wrap up?
No, just tick prevention. So using the DEET spray and keeping lawns as short as possible, which is hard in this year with all the water. But just prevention is key.
All right. Good stuff as always. Thanks for coming on.